You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, May 27th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The seventh and final phase of the 2024 general elections will conclude this week. Despite numerous rallies and manifesto releases, the party's economic plans remain unclear. Pooja Mehra raises a critical question to the two main blocs. How will they kickstart India's economic progress? She argues that both parties' plans have glaring loopholes. The Prime Minister must justify the modest economic progress over the past decade of his party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, while the India Coalition must specify the source of their planned economic development. Mehra also poses open-ended questions about corporate tax policies and the relationship between public and private investment. Be sure to read this piece for thought-provoking queries about the country's future, regardless of who comes to power. While election results are yet to be announced, the central government is already planning for the next term. The centre aims to significantly scale up its interest-free loans to states to boost capital expenditure. Rikhundu reports that this initiative will be part of the full budget set to be released in July. The government has currently earmarked 75,000 crore rupees for this scheme. To qualify, states must implement several reforms-oriented structural changes in sectors such as housing and vehicle scrappage. Facebook has faced widespread criticism over its content moderation policies, leading it to contract IT giant Cognizant to filter out harmful content. Cognizant directed its staff to manually review reported content to determine its suitability for posting. However, these employees who have since left the firm are now suing Cognizant. They alleged that the reviews were extreme in nature and high in volume. The 14 plaintiffs claim the work was misrepresented to them and that they now suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder as a result. Varun Sood provides the details of the latest issue facing Cognizant. 11 successive quarters of net profit, an EBITDA margin of around 25%, and a stock price increase of nearly 200%. Any chief executive would be delighted with these numbers. But Amur Lakshmi Narayanan has just one question. What's next? Lakshmi Narayanan, the MD and CEO of Tata Communications, is now in his fifth year at the helm. The Tirchi-born engineer has successfully diversified Tata Communications' revenue streams, including an exciting new venture into live streaming sport events. Right before the pandemic, Tata Communications also began modernizing its operations with artificial intelligence, a move that has paid off dividends. Arun Janardhan profiles Lakshmi Narayanan in this Business of Life piece for Mint Lounge. There are necessities, and then there are luxuries. Common Indian wisdom says it's always a good idea to buy a house. But what if you aim for a luxurious one? Generally, no financial advisor would recommend overextending yourself to buy a house beyond your means. However, Shah Rukh Khan differs in philosophy, suggesting that buying more expensive houses will motivate you to work harder to achieve it. Vivek Kaul, in his trademark writing style, explores this concept, examining whether it makes financial and common sense to follow this model. He provides answers through a narrative involving a young couple and their family's desires for making an informative yet entertaining read. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us your feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.